Hi, welcome to Understanding the Power Within, Simply, Easily. We've been talking about the you experiment, and conversations around it have been interesting. For there are those out there who think that this experiment is impossible to do, that they cannot do it at all. And we would like to encourage you to try. It's a simple experiment of talking nicely to yourself for 30 days. Whenever you say anything to you, make it kind and loving. Now, 30 days might feel a little bit too far out. So just focus on today. Just focus on one day at a time. You don't have to look at the entire month and think, how am I going to do this? Start simple. Look in the mirror in the morning and just say, good morning, beautiful, and take a moment to absorb the words you said to yourself. Take a moment to realize the truth in the words you are speaking to yourself. We are all beautiful, each and every one of us. We have our own uniqueness to us, our own originalities. And these originalities, these differences, are important, because if we were all the same, what a boring world this would be. But we are all different. We each have our qualities that we can add one to another to make a really beautiful world. To realize these qualities, you must realize the beauty of you, the perfection of you. Many will say they are not perfect, but the imperfections that you see are part of your perfections, for they are part of learning, they are part of growing, and they are part of helping others or asking for help from others. When you can do this, when you can help, or you can ask for help, you are now joining energies, and the beauty grows more. But you must realize that you are beautiful, and you are perfect, and you live in an amazing body which works on your command, works on the words, the thoughts, the beliefs, the feelings you give it. When you are speaking to yourself in a harsh way, when you are thinking of yourself in a harsh way, you will be no different than the plant that slowly withers. The only difference is you just take a little longer. But when you speak to yourself of the beauty and of the love that you are, when you tell yourself you love you as you are now growing and flourishing like the plant that grew and flourished. And you will see a difference as time goes by. You will see a difference in your life. You will feel the difference, and you will revel in this difference in your life. And you will wonder how things got to be so amazing. And it was very simple. You decided that you were worthy of all of that that you wanted. You decided that you were worthy of love. You decided you were worthy enough to love yourself. For sometimes this is the hardest thing for people to do. They can talk to others and help others and be kind to others, and yet they go home and they look in the mirror and they berate themselves. And slowly this grows within you and shows on the outside. Think about the plants. Think about how the vibration of the words caused them to grow or to wither, and know that these are the vibrations you give you. Are you growing or are you withering? What are you doing to yourself? Self-love, self-worth is the key
to the life you are wanting, and it is the key to truly helping others, for when you see your worth, you begin to see more and more worth in others, and you help them to see this worth if they cannot. So this you experiment is truly not difficult. You just have to decide you're worth doing it for, and you are worth doing it for. There is no way around it, for you are a gift. You have been given this gift of your body and your life on this planet that you may grow the soul living within. And the soul living within is beauty, is love, is light. Your only task, your only job, your only whatever you would like to call it, for it really isn't work. It should be done in joy. But your only thing to do here is to grow love. And when you can love yourself, you can grow the love vibration around you. And this love vibration will spread and grow to the others around you. And this is how love grows. This is how love conquers. You do not look at yourself and think of yourself in a negative manner. You look at yourself and you know you are worthy. You are a soul, and your soul is love and light. And when you can look in the mirror and tell yourself that you truly love you, when you can look in the mirror and say you are beautiful and mean it, when you can think of yourself throughout the day and think good things, you are growing the you within, and you will be amazed at what grows around you. You will be amazed at how beautiful you truly are when you see the beauty of you. So take this 30-day you experiment and break it down into one day at a time until you can actually do it out of habit. Just one day at a time. This is for you to do. No one can do it for you. And this is how you will attain the happiness and the love you are looking for. We will say it many times over. Self-love is the key to loving others more truly and fully. When you love yourself, you no longer see the faults and pick at yourself. And when you do not see these faults and pick at yourself, you do not see them in others, and you do not worry about what others think of you. You're comfortable with who you are, and that is important, for that is self-worth. Take this 30-day you experiment and live it one day at a time, one thought at a time. And if you stumble, it does not matter, for you keep moving forward with kind words, kind thoughts, kind actions, kind feelings towards yourself, and you will find this experiment will have been worth it for you. We wish for you love in your life, peace in your mind, joy in your soul.